20th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun. What can you tell me about new Democrat-backed legislation to increase property taxes and how that contrasts with a Republican proposal?
We've talked a lot about affordability during this session. One of the key parts for that, for both homeowners and renters, because it gets passed through, is property taxes. And you couldn't get a sharper contrast between the approach from Republicans and the approach from Democrats. On the Republican side, we have proposed what's called a homestead tax exemption, which would essentially eliminate the first $250,000 of state property tax from your home. That's a big tax reduction is what we're proposing. On the other side, what they're proposing is we actually increase the ability for counties and cities to raise your property taxes. Currently, under a vote of the people, it's limited to 1% per year. The proposal from the Democrats would raise it to 3% per year. Another property tax increase is what they're considering, why we're considering reducing your property taxes.
When it comes to housing affordability, how big of a deal are property taxes?
The cost of buying a home has gone up so much. You can be, in addition to your monthly mortgage payment, you can be paying a significant amount towards your property taxes. Property taxes, it varies, of course, by your location and by the cost of your house, but you could be paying anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a year in property taxes, in many cases more, depending on the cost of your house. So this is a big expense and a big part of your monthly payment if you're buying a house.
Switching gears, you're concerned about legislative mandates on schools from Democrats. Why?
This is an ongoing problem where the Democratic majorities continue to try to be the state school board. I think it's wrong. The most recent example is we had a bill to pass out of the Senate on party lines where we dictate how local districts manage recess. I just don't think that's necessary at the state level. If they need to have changes to recess, if recess is really the top topic, school board can handle that. Absolutely.
The recess bill also frustrated you for another reason, didn't it?
Here we are. The very first education bill that passes out of the Senate is about recess. At the same time, 1 in 3 children are passing at grade level. 2/3 of our kids are behind in reading and math. And the first thing the Democratic majority decides to talk about is recess. That's just wrongheaded.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.